Now it's time for your letters. We received many comments in response to Peter Kenyon's report last week on relations between Israeli settlers and Palestinians in Hebron on the West Bank. Andrew Barron of Granite Bay, California writes, "Your blatant anti-Israel reporting is calling into question your claimed objectivity. Your choice of topics, your sources, and your editorial comments, masking as news, is amateurish and unworthy of your earlier reputation. You continue to miss the key fact in the conflict in the Middle East. Israel wants peace, Arafat wants war. Israel offered the Palestinians peace, economic development, and a state. Arafat rejected it all and chose terrorism and violence. Maybe you should do a little reporting on the facts and leave your anti-Israel and anti-Jewish propaganda to the Palestinian terrorist broadcasters. I have subscribed to NPR for years to support a professional, unbiased, non-commercial source of news. I won't be making a pledge this year and won't until you recover your objectivity." Michael J. Thompson of Midland Park, New Jersey writes, "As heinous and deplorable as the scourge of suicide bombings have been, they've always lacked the context that they require in their comprehension. The violence in the Middle East will remain confused unless a more balanced treatment of the topic is explored. Your report exposes not only the injustices that Palestinians seem to face on a daily basis, the curfews which are imposed on the majority for the benefit of the minority, as well as within the two-faced justice system that treats Palestinian and Jew as wholly different and accords each a different proportion of justice. Such stories shed light and add flesh to the mainstream reports on the problems in that area." Margot Adler's story on relations between blacks and Jews in the New York City neighborhood of Crown Heights 10 years after the race riots prompted this concern from Dana Franchio of South Wellfleet, Massachusetts.
"It's basically a good piece, but I really expect more from a journalist than use of terms like politically correct when they might mean either being really square with each other or being truthful. Terms like politically correct or incorrect, whatever, tend to dumb down the discourse and really water over the issues. But in the future, I wish, you know, if people are using racial epithets or being square with one another about how they feel, I would prefer that not be referred to as political correctness, but either racist or honest. Thank you very much."
If you'd like to voice an opinion about a piece you heard on Weekend Edition, our listener line number is area code 202-371-1775. Address your letters to Weekend Edition Sunday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. And our email address is wesun@npr.org. Please include guidance on how to pronounce your name, and please also let us know where you live.